The lawsuit was filed on Wednesday, March 10th. The parents, Holly and Mark McClure, on behalf of their two children, are objecting to an order from the Utah Department of Health that permits local schools to require a test. They say that the Test to Stay program requires the use of so-called experimental rapid antigen testing on children and adolescents who are asymptomatic. The McClures say the practice is impinging on several rights. They say they should be treated equally concerning access to in-person public education. They are entitled to due process before the fundamental benefit and right of a public education is withheld. Further, the parents argue they have the right to make medical decisions for their minor children, and they say they should be free of government coercion to allow testing that is, quote, in operation and in effect contrary to prevailing medical and scientific guidance. The lawsuit is naming the executive director of the Utah Health Department, Rich Saunders, the state superintendent of public education, Dr. Sidney Ditson, at Summit County, Health Director Rich Bullo and Health Board Chairman Chris Cherniak and Part City School Superintendent Jill Gilday and the five members of the Part City School Board. We will have further details in later editions of KPCW News. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.